we're telling a side of the Zimbabwean story that is often ignored. When we were going through the political and economic trouble of 2001, I think, to 2008, so many websites went up and they focused on the politics, the politics, the politics. There was some business, there was some sports, lots of sports, which is important. But we forgot the other side of the Zimbabwean story. The Herald at one time, because they ran out of newsprint, the paper was just politics and business. They cut out the entertainment section altogether. Even when we were going through the toughest times, people were writing books, singing, painting, having a good time, going out, right? And it's I'm excited to be able to share that with other Zimbabweans locally and outside, and the feedback we get from Zimbabweans who left when all the problems started, who say, you know what, it's such a breath of fresh air to be able to hear that Zimbabwe is not all, you know, darkness and, you know, poverty and problems. People are having fun. The people are doing all these amazing things. And so that's what we try and do with that.